The movie Joyland made history last summer as the first film from Pakistan to screen in competition at the Cannes Film Festival. It also made history for centering a queer and trans love story in a deeply traditional Muslim society. The film releases in American theaters this month. NPR's Bilal Qureshi explains its significance.
Joyland is 32-year-old Pakistani director Saim Sadiq's first feature film.
The truth of it is that it all comes from personal places, you know, and the rigidness is something that I was born into myself.
That rigidness is the boundary between men and women in Pakistani society. Sadiq says his own lifelong struggles with those lines inspired the screenplay he began writing as a film student at Columbia University. 5 years later, it's become the story of young people trapped by patriarchy at home, but finding slivers of freedom and joy in the city beyond. The character who upends the story is a trans woman and professional dancer named Biba. When the power goes out right before performance, Biba refuses to stay in the dark, as producer Apoorva Charan explains.
She advocates for herself, where she says, it doesn't matter for the other dancers if they don't get a chance to perform, but it matters so much more for her. And an emphasis on, I'm here and you're going to watch me.
One of the people watching Biba is her backup dancer, Heather, a married man drawn to her confidence and unapologetic sexuality.
Joyland, Saim Sadiq.
I saw Joyland for the first time at Cannes.
Critic B. Ruby Rich is a scholar of queer cinema. She says the film won not only the Uncertain Regard Jury Prize, but...
You know, it also won the Queer Palm. So it got really recognized both on its own terms as a film and also for its breakthrough queer content.
That sultry queer content is shown in contrast to the stifling religious family at its center.
It's this patriarchal culture where everyone is under the thumb of this very disagreeable father who is refusing pleasure to everyone, even himself. And the character of Haider, who's the central character, is torn between his wife and between his new employer, Biba, the transgender dancer, played by Alina Khan.
Alina Khan has become a breakthrough star because of the movie and told me it gives its trans characters equal footing and pushes boundaries.
The one thing that Muslims are never allowed to be Muslim characters on screen are sexy, and I was very excited about doing that.
Joyland's lush and dreamy images also challenge how Pakistan has been seen on international screens.
For Pakistan, it's like the mosque, you know, and Allahu Akbar going in the background and, you know, some woman in the desert and wearing a headscarf for covering her head.
So the team Sadiq assembled set out to make a hipper piece of world cinema, says producer Apoorva Charan.
I think we are those people. I mean, I would like to think that we are hip, cool people.
But even as Joyland has earned accolades for its style and its substance, it's also been controversial. Its original Pakistani release was blocked last November, and when it was finally unblocked, it was heavily censored. And Saim Sadiq says even in the Western press, the film's nuances have been flattened.
Muslim LGBTQ film, you know, that sounds exciting, it sounds sensational. It sells an article better than doing justice to a film, from my standpoint, and that happened from the beginning of the film, you know.
Despite the controversies, the film has become a small indie success around the world.
It's disheartening that when the film plays anywhere, that the theater is usually rather packed. That is quite nice to see.
Joyland is now playing in New York City and opens around the country in the coming weeks. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.